Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online Metro Puerto Rico y el Calce, junto a mí el campeón mundial de Impact Wrestling Alex Sherry, parte también de los Motor City Machine Guns, llega acá a Lucha Libre Online. Sir, and it's an absolute honor to have you here at Lucha Libre Online. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All good here in Puerto Rico, sir. Thank you for asking. You had a roller coaster of a ride in terms of the pro wrestling industry in the last year, to say the very least. Let's start about what happened recently. Against all odds, Steve Macklin, the Impact World Champion, was defending his title. Everyone thought it was maybe going to be a Saturday night for him or a regular Friday night. But Alex Shelley decided to make it the first night that he conquered the Impact World Championship. What was going through your mind at that night, at the moment that, you know, the title was held and handled to you? Like, how do you feel at that moment? What was going through your mind during this whole circle moment?
I think, honestly, I just focused on breathing. I just wanted to enjoy the moment. So I just breathed as deeply as I could and just kind of recognized this opportunity for what it was. Because this only happens once, right? You only win your first world title one time. And in that moment, I was very grateful. A lot of things went through my head. Very slowly, actually, but it was something that was obviously very special to me.
On the same night, your tag team partner, Chris Sabin, won the X Division Championship, and your ride inside Impact Wrestling started back on 2007. Do you expect that 16 years after, you both are going to have the magical night that you guys just had last month?
It started in 2004. So 19 years. And no, if you had told me that was going to happen 19 years ago, like, certainly not. I wouldn't have thought it would play out that way. I wouldn't have even known if I was going to be wrestling almost 20 years later, and let alone holding the world championship with Sabin holding the X Division championship as a tag team, right? Just sounds surreal.
On this Friday, and I will say this in Spanish very quickly, este viernes, Summer Sizzler en Atlanta, Georgia, en directo desde el Center Stage en Atlanta, Impact trae su show, y al otro día, el 24, tienen el Fallout allí directamente en Atlanta. Alex Shelley va a estar enfrentándose a su primera defensa titular a Brian Myers. Los boletos están a la venta ahora mismo en Ticketmaster.com y los pueden adquirir. Hay mucho latino en esa área de Atlanta, así que dense la vuelta allí directamente en el Center Stage. Este viernes y sábado en Atlanta. Alex, you're going to be facing, if I'm not mistaken, in your first title defense for the Impact World Champion this Friday against Brian Myers, Atlanta, Georgia. What are your thoughts on Brian as an opponent? What can we expect on your first title defense?
Oh, Brian's a hell of a wrestler, man. He's got a wrestling school, so he stays sharp. He's a great teacher. Fundamentally, I think he's one of the best guys Impact has, whether people recognize that or not. So I'm really looking forward to wrestling him, especially in such a historic building. They're running Center Stage, and there's been so many great world championship matches there. Hopefully mine holds up.
If I'm not mistaken, you made your debut way back in 2002. 21 years later, you're here inside the wrestling industry. You're on top of Impact Wrestling. What are your thoughts on that? Like, 21-year veteran, you conquered the World Championship. Your tag team partner is the X Division. You're on top of the world again in your career. A kid from Detroit or from Michigan that, you know, started this with this dream to conquer the wrestling industry. Like, what are your thoughts on that, sir?
I don't think about that. I don't think about anything that I've done previously because it's already been done, right? So if you focus on things you've done, you really don't focus on what you're doing in the moment. It's nice to be respected, and it's nice that people say that and recognize the hard work and the process that I went through. But I don't think about that personally because, again, there's things in front of me that require my full attention.
Of course. And speaking of your full attention, you had an interesting match on Impact Wrestling. Dion Apurazo, Nick Aldis, the Motor City Machine Guns against Giselle Shaw, Kenny King, Savannah Evans, Sheldon, and Trey Miguel. The ending was interesting, to say, you know, the very least, to disrespect, you know, everything what happened over there. What are your thoughts on Nick Aldis?
I think Nick's great. I think he's a hell of an athlete. I think he's accomplished so much in the pro wrestling industry. I think as far as being a specimen goes, he's probably about as good as you're going to get. I've mentioned this before in other interviews, but he's kind of a prototype pro wrestler. He hit me in the head with a belt, right? Like, I've had worse things happen to me. I'll give him a free pass, but at the same time, I can't dismiss what he's done. That would be ignorant of me. As an opponent, I'm looking forward to wrestling him because that's a big deal to knock off a former world champion in the NWA and in Impact Wrestling. So having that accolade will be nice.
But you have to face him directly. July 15, Slammiversary. It's coming to Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Till this moment, if everything goes well at Atlanta, you'll be the one defending that title and not Brian Myers on the 15 against Nick Aldis. This is obviously, you know, one goal at a time, but this is probably going to be one of the biggest matches in your career. What's the game plan for that night, sir?
Figure it out when I get there. I wrestle so much, probably more than anybody on the Impact roster. Maybe Speedball Mike Bailey has me beat. That wouldn't surprise me. But I don't necessarily figure out game plans. I don't necessarily put too much into preparing for a match because you go out there and you do what you do. Like, I got here by being consistent and by being good every time out. So when I wrestle Nick, I will be good and I will be consistent and I will keep my belt.
What makes Alex Shelley different than the rest of the Impact Wrestling roster? Obviously, you're a veteran. You execute what you do in the ring. It's beyond impressive. And the stamina that you've had to maintain in this level all the way after 21 years is beyond impressive. But under your thoughts, like, what makes Alex Shelley different than the rest of the wrestlers?
If you want to talk about stamina, that opens up an interesting can of worms. So I'm probably one of the only people on that roster who has a deep, deep knowledge of conditioning and training, as well as exercise science. And if we're going to speak to that end, then the way I train and what I do outside of the ring lends itself to, obviously, longevity, because I've been doing this for over 20 years, and a pretty good gas tank inside the ring. I would say that as far as differences go that I'm aware of, my training and the way I maintain my body is pretty different than a lot of the people there, because I'm using sports science and I'm using the latest methods and I'm using a lot of tools and I'm using objective markers. I don't know how many other people do that.
If I'm not mistaken, you are also involved in physical therapy. You work on that field as well. What inspired you to follow that particular pathway? Like, this, inside the wrestling industry, we have obviously, physical therapists, but we have none or very, very, very few wrestlers that actually understand all the situations. So what inspired you to chase that pathway?
I think every wrestler gets hurt, right? Like, that's a given. It's a contact sport. Selfishly, I wanted to best learn how I could fix a lot of the issues that I had. And I wanted to be able to have the answer for a lot of people that I loved in and out of wrestling. And I had to pursue something outside of wrestling to come back to it and truly love it. Physical therapy and physical medicine, as well as strength and conditioning, are just passions of mine that have carried over into this industry to the umpteenth degree, because everybody is going to change throughout their career in this industry if they stick around long enough. Your body will change and adapt to certain things. I want to make sure I can manipulate those variables to my advantage.
Of course, it's brilliant. Going a little bit back to 2004, Motor City Machine Guns are definitely a big tag team that has impacted this industry in general, and obviously Impact Wrestling itself. What are the origins? Like, who approached who? How did this incredible tag team formed up?
So we started teaming in Japan, and I had challenged for the NWA Junior Heavyweight Tag Team titles twice previously in a company called 01 Max, which is most notably the home company of Masato Tanaka from ECW and Shinjiro Otani from New Japan Pro Wrestling. At one point in the early aughts, they were a powerhouse, and I kind of came in on the tail end of that. When it came time for me to challenge again for the tag team titles, the company had a list of different foreigners, and they said, pick one. So go down the list, and oh, Chris Sabin's really good. And he had wrestled in Japan before by that point. So they brought him over and we wrestled each other in the first round of a tournament where he beat me, actually. At the end of the tour, though, we had our tag title match and we won. And the company said, take these belts with you. We want you to defend them all over the US and in Canada. And we did. So we were a team for probably about a year before TNA ever put us together. And initially, the powers that be really didn't want to do that. They really wanted us to be separate singles competitors. They said they didn't see it. They didn't see us as a team. They didn't get it. And eventually, we worked together in a couple matches, and they got it. And I think the chemistry was right there in front of them, and it spoke for itself.
Alex, the X Division, the original X Division, to say it that way, produce a lot of A-plus talent. Like, you've had people like, and this is going way back, you have people like Senshi, Petey Williams, Johnny Devine, Jay Lethal was there, Kurt Angle was a champion for a while, Samoa Joe, like AJ Styles, yourself, Chris Sabin. Like, what was to compete every single day with this athletes, and, you know, fast forwarding a little bit over a decade after, seeing where everyone is, you know, located at this point, like, do you ever expected that Impact's original X Division was going to be so successful all around the wrestling industry?
Oh, no, definitely not. We weren't really treated that way, per se. It's not that we were disrespected by any stretch, but at the same time, it was more so an addendum to the heavyweight title at the time. The heavyweight title took priority, the X Division title, not so much. At least 15, 16 years ago. Now I feel like they're on an even keel for the most part. Like, people respect the X Division title so much. And as you mentioned, it's because of those former champions. It's because all those guys held that belt at some point in time. Like, look at where those guys are now. So that speaks to their hard work.
Alex, I want to say something else in Spanish. Este viernes y este sábado, Summer Sizzler en directo desde Atlanta, Georgia, en el Center Stage. Boletos a la venta ahora mismo en Ticketmaster.com. Y de igual manera, van a estar presentándose el 15 de julio en Slammiversary, directamente desde Windsor, Ontario, Canadá. Los boletos están en ImpactWrestling.com, pero también lo pueden ver ambos eventos a través de Fight TV o a través de Impact Plus, al igual que eso todos los jueves. A las 8 de la noche, Impact Wrestling presenta su programación semanal en Access TV, así que échenle un ojo ahí, o a través de la suscripción de YouTube Insiders, no se lo pueden perder, y shopimpact.com para mercancía de Alex Shelley y de muchas otras superestrellas que están disponibles ahí, shopimpact.com para mercancía. Alex, just wanted to thank you and Ross so much for your time. Wishing you success in this, you know, new chapter of your career. Any last words for the fans of Latin America so they can tune in this Thursday, Impact Wrestling, and as well, Slammiversary in the 15th, and they can come to Atlanta this Friday and Saturday?
Well, thank you so much for your support. Honestly, without your support, there wouldn't be anybody for us to wrestle in front of. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, sir. And let's wrap this up in español. Alex Shelley, parte de los Motor City Machine Guns y el campeón mundial de Impact, y Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online, Metro y El Calce. Será hasta la próxima.